Blog Talk Radio.
Throughout
that chaotic time. The other thing I really want to talk about, you guys know how I am. I love reality TV. I am. Don't judge me. I love it. Ayanna Fixed My Life. That's a show that I really do like. I love it because she does not play into the celebrity of a person. She's just going to call you out on your BS, and she doesn't care if you don't like it. Okay, DMX, she doesn't care that you don't like her. She doesn't really like you either. She's going to call you out on it. But this past week, Bob Whitfield and, of course, Sheree Whitfield, who was once a housewife on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I'm going to do a sidebar really fast. I still don't understand how there are none married or people on these shows who are legally married, but they're not together with their husband. They're just a girlfriend. I don't really understand how they're on a housewife show. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the definition of housewife. Okay, off my soapbox, back to the thing. Ayanna always says something that is so profound every single episode, and it's something so simple and it's so profound, and this has been resonating within my spirit for the past few days. Every day I just kind of think about it a little bit more. She said, you do not have the privilege to not like your child's father or mother. You do not have the privilege to not like them. And I thought that, oh my goodness, did she really just say that? Loving it. So, so loving it. I mean, it's one of those things that I hear someone say and it really stays with me. But I wish there would be a follow-up with those two because they truly despise each other. I did not know that hate ran so deep. That's completely crazy to me. Those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk Radio on Monday. So excited, cannot wait. On the air tonight with me will be none other than author Shamika Pender. Right now, what we're going to do is we will take a quick break. And when I say this commercial break will be quick, it will be so quick. Just long enough for you to text everyone you know and tell them to tune in to the show in just a minute. So, again, Real Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Sorrell Inc. has a full array of business and professional services to help take you and your business to the next level. Services include business consultation, portfolio development, branding, resume services, interview prep, website review. Services starting as low as $20. Contact our office today for more information. Did you know Real Talk Radio has 1,000 listeners each week worldwide? So why aren't you advertising on Real Talk Radio? Packages start as low as $10 a week. Visit our website for more details, SherelleInc.com.
Thank you for staying with me. This is Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kay Sherelle, and I have on the air with me tonight none other than Shamika Pender, new author of Happily Single. And before I bring Ms. Pender on air, I have one more little thing that has just kind of been eating at me since I talked to you last week, and I have to bring it up. Scandal returns this week, and I'm a huge Scandal fan, and I'm very annoyed by the fact that the show keeps taking all these long breaks. But I am just completely, I don't know whether to laugh at it or shake my head at the fact that there is a petition going around petitioning the fact that Scandal keeps taking weeks off. Like, they'll show about 2 or 3 episodes, and then you won't get a new episode for about 3 or 4 weeks. There's actually a petition going around. I am so sorry, people, but you just really need to get a life, find something a little bit more important to protest. Every day, children in this country go missing. Let's start petitions about that, to increase Amber Alerts, to do things to protect our children. Every day, children go to bed hungry at night. Let's do something about that. Let's petition that. Let's start rallies about that. We will not petition a doggone television show not airing every single week. I'm completely disgusted by that fact. It is, almost as, I don't know, repugnant as the lawsuit against McDonald's years ago when the lady burned her hand on a hot cup of coffee that she ordered and paid for. Let's really find something else to do with our time, people. There are real issues in this world and in this country that we need to handle, and scandal is not one of them. But I do love the show. Good job, Julie Smith. You worked that thing. All right, so I am bringing on the air with me right now none other than author Shanika Pender, author of Happily Single. Cannot wait to hear all about this. Good evening.
Good evening, Kimberly. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm doing good. I am tired, but I am doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I would like to thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. I enjoy talking to fellow authors to see what everybody is up to and what they are doing, especially new authors. Love it.
Thank you.
So introduce yourself to the listening world.
Well, my name is Shanika Pender. I live and reside at Richmond, Virginia. I wrote a book called Happily Single, Being Single and Loving It. This is my first book that I have ever written in my life, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what God, you know, poured into me to write this book. You know, I used my own experience to write this book, so I'm just happy that I got through it.
Amen to that. So tell me, what is Happily Single about?
Happily Single is basically a book that shows the benefits about being single. You know, a lot of times people look at singlehood as a curse, but it's not a curse. It's a good time to get to know yourself and God. It's a good time to know who you are as a person and become that whole person. So if you do, quote unquote, if you do find that right person, it will be whole and you won't be broken or happy. Because nobody can complete you but God. So that's pretty much what the book is about.
Okay, love it. So what inspired you to write Happily Single?
Basically what inspired me to write the book, as I said before, I was pretty much dealing with singlehood, being a female. You know how it is, like, we see it as being a curse. And I took a whole year and some change off of, you know, being out in the dating field. So I just said, get rid of it. I'll just take some time for myself, get to know who I am in God, get to know who I am as a person. And basically, you know, deal with that as a person, as who I am, and basically went ahead and wrote the book based on my experiences. I was so excited when I did the countdown. I did a countdown on Facebook around 2 years ago, and I basically talked about the benefits of being single, like 14 benefits of being single. It was around the time of Valentine's Day, and that pretty much prompted me of wanting to write this book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and there's something to be said about being happy in the state that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting because I feel like I have this conversation with at least one single female probably every few months. I have there's a new single friend that is so upset about being single, and
mm-hmm.
And my first response usually is, you know, Tamar Braxton's song Love and War is the truth. Marriage is not picnics. It's not Marvin Gaye songs all day. You're not walking around in lingerie every night. It's work as well. Being single is work. Being married is work. And you have to be content in the state that you're in. And it's something so freeing about learning who you are as an individual. I applaud you for taking that time to really do that soul searching because I have, you know, I've taken my own little single hiatus. Before I was married, I was on a doggone 5-year singleness hiatus of no relationships, because I knew that parts of me weren't completely ready to not be single. I still had relationship issues, you know, from my past that I hadn't quite healed from. I hadn't truly realized my purpose within God. All those things needed to come together first. So, you know, the fact that you acknowledged that and you took that time to really work on yourself, that says a lot about you as a person.
Yeah, thank you. And like you said, Kimberly, you know, marriage is great, but it's not necessarily a picnic, like you said. You know, I wrote in a book, like, talked about Cinderella, you know, they show the happily ever after, but they didn't quite show the after effects of the happily ever after. They didn't show Cinderella gaining 25 pounds due to having her kids. And they didn't show Prince Charming acting like a jerk. They didn't show that effect, you know. So they didn't talk about the in-laws. So, you know, all of that is a part of marriage. Unfortunately, you're going to have the good and the bad with marriage. But, you know, just like you have good and bad in marriage, you have good and bad in singlehood, but to embrace where you're at in life.
Yes, 100%. You have to embrace where you are. And a lot of single people I know, and I'm one of those, when you become truly content where you are, like truly within your spirit, you are content where you are, you understand your purpose, you know who you are as an individual and what your boundaries are, you know, then you will start to see changes within that status. But that soul searching, you know, should be done for you, not to just so that you can update your status on Facebook from single to in a relationship.
It's funny. It's funny that you say that, because it seems like Facebook is the latest page where to declare your relationship status.
Yes. The relationship is real if Facebook says it. If it's on Facebook, it's real. And I don't know. To me, that is funny, because I love social media. It's a great networking tool. I love it for the purposes designed for it, to share with family and friends. But Facebook is a bit corrupt when it comes to relationships and things. And so I'm very standoffish about any relationship thing, any kind of family dynamic that I even put on Facebook. Most of my Facebook status is either about something I'm working on or it's something that my son is doing. That's it.
That's true. 100%.
So, okay, Happily Single is out. So what are you working on now?
Right now, I am not currently writing anything. I wrote this book out of inspiration, and I always tell people that I'm living right now my next book. So basically, that's once that time comes, then I'll definitely unveil it when it's the right timing.
You know, I'm so happy you said it, because generally I interview writers on this show and I say, what are you currently working on? And I kid you not, one person is working on like 5 books this year. And I was like, oh my God, you make me look horrible. Like, I put out a book over a year ago and you're putting out like 6 in 1 year. Like, who are you, James Patterson? Like, where is all this inspiration coming from? What are you working on? I'm working on 5 books. Me over here, I'm like, oh, potty training my son, that's about it. Craziness. Well, I tell you what, though, whenever the next inspirational book comes to you, you definitely have to make me aware so that we can share it with all of the Real Talk Radio listeners.
Okay, most definitely. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
So where can we find your book, Happily Single?
Yes, our current retailers are Barnes & Noble Online, Amazon, Books A Million, and Coastberry.com.
All right. So everyone listening, go out and purchase a copy of Happily Single. And if you are married, you have a single friend somewhere, buy her a copy of the book. Give it to her. I'm serious. I'm very serious people right now. So, Shamika, one of my final questions to you is, if you could go back and have a conversation with your 16-year-old self, what advice would you give to you at 16?
Oh, my goodness. I often think about that. But the biggest thing that I will tell my 16-year-old self is that you need to, first of all, love yourself before you can love anybody else, because you can't give your love to anybody if you don't love yourself. The next thing I would tell my 16-year-old self is to love God and know who God is in your life, you know, and not get caught up in image and not get caught up in keeping up with the Joneses, not getting caught up in, you know, fitting in the status quo. That is something that I would tell my 16-year-old self.
That's some great advice to give to your 16-year-old self. You can give that same advice to my 16-year-old self and a few other people I know at 16 and a few at 40. It's great advice. So when it's all said and done and your time on this earth is over, what do you want to be remembered as?
The biggest thing that I want to be remembered as is a servant, somebody that works hard, somebody that gives back and really, truly tries her best to love people and show love, not to be phony with how I love, but to show true love, even when people do wrong, but to love them despite of their wrong, because we all fall short in the glory, you know. So that's the biggest thing that, you know, I would like to be known for.
Wow, and there's something to be said to want to be remembered that way, that it's not all about, you know, flashing lights and the glitz and the glamour of things, but giving is one of the greatest purposes that you can have on this earth, to be a part of this universe. Love
Amen.
It. So very quickly, I want you to tell everyone again, especially those who just tuned in to Real Talk Radio, where they can purchase a copy of Happily Single and where they can find out all things Shamika Pender, including upcoming events.
Okay, sure. Some of the retailers that we have selling Happily Single is Barnes & Noble, Amazon, BooksAMillion.com, and CoastBerry.com, all online retailers. And you can visit my website at www.happilysingle2012.com. And you can also like us on Facebook, which is Happily Single, Being Single and Loving It.
All right. Love it. 100. Everyone, please log on to one of those online retailers right now and purchase you a copy of Happily Single. And Mother's Day is coming up, and so purchase a copy for that friend that is single but would like to change that status, graduation. It's a great graduation gift for those that are just graduating from college and have marriage and all these other things on their brain rather than getting to know themselves. Shamika, thank you so much for coming on the air and sharing your message with my listeners.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. Thank you. I enjoyed your show. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Those of you who just tuned in, you've been listening to Real Talk Radio, and I've had the pleasure of talking to none other than author Shamika Pender and her book, Happily Single. Please log on to one of these online retailers and check out her book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find her on Facebook as well. So before we close out the show, I just want to let you know that there will be a contest going on about the segments of these past two seasons. I want to know which guest that you find most interesting, whose book was most intriguing to you. And who would you like to hear from again? Those are just some of the ones. The polls will be opening up next week to start your voting so that we can give out the first ever Real Talk Radio Guest Award. I cannot wait. I've talked to so many intriguing people. Those of you who are still looking for a Mother's Day gift, please find me. I have a Mother's Day bundle through Fitzy, who does Wickless Candles, and the gift box is so lovely. $45 gets you a Mother's Day warmer, 3 Scentsy bars, a gift box and ribbon, and also a sincerely sent card for you to sign as well and give out to all of the mothers in your life. This gift package is retailed at $60, and it is on sale for $45 from now until May 10th. Please inbox me if you are interested to place your order. Mom, it will truly love something from Scentsy because Scentsy just makes sense. Thank you so much for joining me on this final segment of Real Talk Radio, the Spring 2013 edition. Right now, I would like to close out the show with one of the fiercest females I know, none other than Red Turner, and this is her song, Stilettos. Please check out my website, SherelleInc.com. I love you all so much, and you know that that is so true.